Hello. Hello and good morning. Republic of Texas Radio. Today is Sunday, March 1st, 2020. It is a fabulous, most beautiful day, you know, and I'm not too sure why. So it's a kind of a slow coffee morning. I definitely have that going on. I'm on my second cup of coffee and, well, still don't got that energy. We're going to work on that. Big news this morning, but first I want to touch base with Alan. Alan, are you there? Because you have to be here for this big news.
Yes, I'm here and haven't had my coffee yet, but I've had a weasel rat crawling around on top of me, so I'm awake.
Well, say good morning to that weasel rat. And Ken, music, please. Let's get into it right now. Okay. It's here. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me? This is triumphant news, folks. All the wars of the world are all over. It's all coming back. Trump has signed a deal with the Taliban. Dun, dun, dun. Isn't that great? We got a deal now with the Taliban, and then all the people going to come home from Afghanistan. Isn't that neat? We got like 14 months, and somehow, you know, you think that's going to happen?
Well,
I don't know.
Really?
I think.
Did Bush land on another carrier and say mission accomplished? Because it's not over until he does that.
I wonder what the organizational structure looks like of the Taliban. Do they have tops down, bottoms up, you know, sideways, lateral? I don't know. Right? But he made a deal with somebody, and hey, you know, correct me. Well, you can't correct me on this one. I think bringing any of the troops home is a great idea. Just get them all out of there. Let's sort it all out later, but just bring everybody home, especially in this crazy turmoilic. Is that a word, Alan? Turmoilic? Turmoil?
It's one of those combination words that would probably go well in today's lexicon. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's turmeric that I'm thinking of because we all need, you know, increased immune systems right now. The coronavirus, man, isn't that the thing that everybody loves to not talk about or talk about, doesn't want to talk about or heard too much about or doesn't know enough about? It's just absolutely fascinating. You know, I don't know how we're going to deal with that this show, but we're definitely going to get into it. What do you think, Alan?
Getting back to your opening statement there, I had the same thing written down, except for I had a, woo-hoo, the Afghan war is over, and then I've got, ha 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 because there's a caveat to this, unless bad things happen over there, and then we'll go back.
Yeah, I was looking into something you told me yesterday, Alan. Alan stopped by the house to chat for a little bit. It's always wonderful when he stops by. But he told me about something that I had missed in the news. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, you know, as the show goes on. But I want to correct you, Alan, in one thing. It's not an Isle of Lesbians. It's Lesbos. And it's a, you know, it's not lesbians. Okay, that doesn't have anything to do with lesbians.
Oh,
so,
you know, hang on now.
You don't have to worry.
Hang on
about
now.
It.
If I remember my world literature correctly, Lysistrata in the island of Lesbos is where the term lesbian began being used. If I'm not correct, I believe I remember my world literature correctly. It is the island of Lesbos, but I guess they're called lesbians. I don't know.
Anyways, folks, it's a little bit of a story that's been happening all week as, problems in Syria and, you know, more refugees coming through Turkey and they're swimming or getting boats over to the island of Lesbos because it's Greece. And then they're saying, see, I'm free, I'm safe. Gets a little complicated, well, or simple, or stupid, you know, per se, but we'll talk about that later if we get around to it. Hey, Alan, you know, last week I told you a little bit about this one story, and it's continuing on, and it's neat. It's coronavirus related. Some students, you know, got together, and I guess this is in Albany, and they had a party about 2 weeks ago and got in a lot of trouble because the party was a coronavirus party. And you know that the coronavirus or the beer flu or whatever, kung fu flu, whatever you want to call it, is supposed to be honored and respected. And, you know, they threw a corona party. So, you know, they had masks and corona bottles. And I find that pretty tasteless, right? You know, well, I'm not really that tasteless. You know, it's humorous. And the Asian Defenders League or something like that took exception to that because when they were looking through the video that somebody recorded on their cell phone, and everybody's always recording something on a cell phone, right? Here we go. There was a picture in the background, Alan. And I think this is what got him really mad. And it had two faces on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
two faces. Oh, but you can only see it for a split second and hardly even see it. But it did have two faces. And, you know, the article doesn't even talk about what the two faces were. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, well, I guess they would want to keep that kind of quiet because, I'm sorry to say, but I find most of the people that I come into contact nowadays are pretty much two-faced. I mean, you can't trust hardly anyone.
Well, there's a different slant to that whole, you know, thing that I never looked at. But I assumed that one of them was kind of, had a person with round eyes, and the other one had a, you know, slanted eyes or, you know, straight eyes. You know,
cultural appropriation. I see.
Cultural appropriation, yes. Well, anyway, so they went round and round, and in the end, they're still going round and round, right? But the staff is kind of saying, well, I get it, right? I get it. You're upset. Let's just say, I get you're upset, but we can't do anything. This is free speech. We can't, you know, do anything to these people. They had a party, right? They did whatever they wanted to do. They didn't do it here. We didn't accept it. We don't say it's okay, which is wonderful, right? And they said, well, you know, you guys want to sit there and tell me that you're offended. Well, man, bummer. Okay, go away. Like, if nothing's going to happen, we're not doing anything. And it's kind of nice, you know. And then it's a far cry from other kind of situations. I kind of expected those people to be hung from the rafters. Well, I guess that's a good
story. Well, you know, Steve, I can remember back when I was in my fraternity days, you know, every spring they had the spring parties. And my fraternity had Bahama Mama, and another fraternity had Fiji Island. I guess we'd all get thrown in jail nowadays for cultural appropriation and, you know, for having a party. And, you know, I can see a fraternity, you know, nowadays having, you know, having fun with that and having a, you know, a corona party. And, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, in my point, kind of harmless fun. I mean, it might be cultural appropriation to a point, but my God, folks, I mean, live life a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've all, kind of come to the understanding that the colleges are like a little bit wackadoodle, and that's a neat word, wackadoodle. We really need to talk someday us as a nation, because, you know, if I just sit here and talk to you guys or talk with Alan about it, we don't get anything done. But there's a big problem with our universities and our regular things. And all y'all out there in Republic Broadcasting, Bill, you know this, right? And so do we need to hamper down on it? We're all going to have different solutions to the problem. I'll show you a little bit more of the problem. You want to see it? You're going to like this one, Alan. Check it out. Okay. So were over in the University of the Oklahoma, OU. And, well, right now it's hard to figure out what the heck went wrong. I remember seeing this story pop up earlier on in the week, and I thought it was just pretty stupid. And I think it happened because a black guy said nigger. Okay, I said it. There we go. Now I'm in trouble. Or a white guy said nigger. One of the two, right? You know, it was just, and, well, that was it. And the school's Black Emergency Response Team, they're called BERT, by the way. BERT went into action. Isn't that neat? Would you name your organization BERT, Alan?
Well, you know, no? You got BERT, you got BART, you know, it could get confusing. No.
No, I know. Well, the Black Emergency Response Team set out to right this wrong. And they piled into the corridor that was the corridor of the OT or OU campus. And they sat down and they started tweeting, right? And then, you know, I don't know, I guess 20, 30 students showed up. And they formed a hunger strike. And now they're not even covering the offense, at least from the, you know, the articles that I'm reading after about 5 days of the event happening. They're just saying a racial incident occurred, kind of like what happened about a few minutes ago when I used a word that, well, people don't like you to use, but we're overly sensitive on our words, and we're going to have to start communicating instead of forgetting to leave or forgetting to put in the important part of the conversation. That's just me. So these OU students, they sit down in the hall, right? And then they go, this is your side of the wall. This is my side of the wall. I'm going to pop out my laptop. I got my rectangle. I'm going to stuff it in my face. And we're all going to be here until justice is served. It wasn't just justice that they want. They're doing a hunger strike. And they're sitting in the corridor. And, well, the BERT spokesman said the I think it was yesterday that they still have five of their birders that haven't eaten since they started it, and they want a cultural friendly building to be built or something like that. They want a Popeye's restaurant inside this culturally, you know, appropriate. I don't know.
Now you're getting kind of racial here, Steve. Next, you're going to be telling me that along with this Popeye's chicken thing, they're going to want a watermelon stand in there too, right?
I didn't do it. I didn't. They did it. They're saying it, right?
This is getting so crazy, folks. I mean, my God, how long is it until thought crimes are actually real and they're here? It's like somehow they will read your thoughts and you will be thrown in prison for your thoughts. I mean, my God, words? I mean, What's the world coming to when you can't be offended by anything? It's a crime to be offended and have your feelings hurt? I mean, my God, grow a pair of bleeps.
I know. But, you know, it would be just the usual story without the Popeye's chicken thing, right? You know, because that adds a whole new dimension to racism, right, and stereotyping. And they did. The Black Emergency Response Team is demanding that they get a multicultural hall, right, for, well, I guess, multicultures. And it's going to have a Popeye's chicken joint in it. And they're doing a hunger strike to get it. Really? Wow. You guys are wackadoo. You know, definitely kind of like lost in space. And they'll probably get it. Who knows if they're going to get that Popeye's thing. They'll probably get their multicultural center. And maybe the Popeye's chicken was a, what, something to throw away in the negotiating, you know, aspect or to get attention. I don't know. It's really pretty stupid, but they definitely have now left the fact that they don't even know why they're striking. If anybody has any kind of information that, you know, that I haven't seen on that. You can call in and tell me a little bit about it, and because I'd like to know why they're so pissed off, and why Popeye's chicken, right? What's with that? You know, is there actually, I had a person come to me, Alan, and say, I had a Popeye's chicken sandwich the other day. Oh my God, it was the best thing. Now that scared the crap out of me, right? And I'm like going, well, what are they putting in it? Chicken's chicken, right? You know, spices are spices.
Not anymore, Steve. In my opinion, chicken is not chicken anymore. It's like, I don't know, folks, if you go out and you just buy your average chicken like you used to go in the grocery store and do it, and you make that chicken at home, I've found that, man, I grew up in chicken land. I grew up in northwest Arkansas up there, you know, with the Tyson, the whole Tyson group, and I know that whole family and that whole process and everything. Chicken doesn't taste like chicken anymore. It's not really chicken. It's some kind of freak substitute that chickens used to be. The way that Tyson's and all and those other places grow them, I mean, it's the most cruel, unsightly, crappy thing that you've ever seen in your life if you've ever been in one of those places. But, to the confusion that they're creating, Steve, it's like, you know, quit stereotyping us, but we want a chicken place in here for us black people, and we want a watermelon stand, too, but quit stereotyping us. You know, it's completely insane.
It is. I mean, jet hopping, socialists running around the country. You got these presidential candidates doing all, you know, stupid things. You know, I was looking at this one article right here, and it made me really smile an awful lot because of the stupidity. Alan, you know, it's off the racist type thing, but maybe it's racist. I don't know. You know, it's like, this is from InfoWars, and it's just kind of fun, folks. You know, we've had so much bad news. Oh, yeah, there's another person that's officially got the coronavirus in San Antonio. Oh, my God! Isn't that terrible? We're all going to die. I hate it when that happens. But anyways, on the side note, you got Bernie Sanders. You know, I don't know, is this like rumor mongering? Is this actually an event or whatever? Here, let me break it down for you because I'm Alex Jones. No, I'm not Alex Jones, but I'm going to break it down because he breaks it down or they break it down or somebody's going to break the damn thing down. So here it is. According to the tweeter, Carolina girl, the Bernie Sanders took three jets from Myrtle Beach to Charleston. Isn't that great? So the three private jets, three Gulfstream jets, and that's a 10-minute flight from there to there, and it's normally a two-hour drive. But, you know, the Green New Deal candidate, the socialist, the reform artist, right, you know, he can't be bothered with traveling. Well, the difference between 2 hours and 10 minutes is, well, what do you got? 1 hour and 50 minutes. That's saving a lot of time, folks, you know. So I get it. When you got more money than time, you take a plane. But then you can talk about the Green New Deal, trash the whole world with planes. But see, planes don't necessarily trash the whole world. That's the problem. You know,
I wonder if he had old little Greta Thunberg traveling with him there. You know, the little greenie. You know, how dare you?
Man, you can't diss on her. You can fit her in an overhead rack. You know, she's really teeny tiny. She doesn't even need a seat.
Carry on, huh?
Anyways, yeah, we got to carry on. Greta Thunberg. I'm Greta Thunberg. I'm going on a plane. Nah. We'll be right back, folks. Hang on. I'm going to check this video.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Oh, wow, how do we continue with this? During the break, we were talking about how twisted mankind has become, and well, how in control they actually are. I'm not too sure which one is actually true. Maybe both. People have different concerns, definitely. It's been a real troubling week as far as alarming, disarming news, things like that. You can't help but, I guess you can help but laugh at it. You can get afraid of it. You can look at it and say, stupid, stupid, stupid. And they're always going to try to get your head around it. And I guess this is a short segment, but we'll continue on after the bottom of the hour. Alan, I wanted to talk a little bit about the coronavirus because I've heard quite a bit of people talking about the coronavirus, but, you know, I don't think they're saying anything, right? Maybe the fact that they're talking about it, maybe I see it a little bit different. What I mean is the coronavirus has been with us now since whatever, arguably December, January. InfoWars and Mike Adams have bore the brunt of holding it up and saying, look, you're going to die. You're going to die. And, you know, they made some really outrageous claims, right? You know, and, well, actually this week, one of those claims was substantiated when Mike Adams in his January write up something about that absolutely, the title was something like this, absolutely zero cases or people have been tested for the coronavirus. And you go, well, that's fascinating. Within the article, that it went on to tell you, you know, how they test this thing and how the CDC sent 200 cases of, or test rigs out to the various hospitals, but they all didn't work. You know, sometimes you test something and you get a positive, sometimes you get a negative, and it's a damn shame. So they had this thing, it's called protocol. And the protocol is, you know, patient comes in, he's dying, he's got all the symptoms, his forehead's hot, and he's coughing, and he seems he's short of breath, and he's, you know, the protocol is, don't bother me, son. We're the CDC. We don't want to hear about that. Don't send your sample over here. And you shouldn't use your little test kit either. And the hospitals knew they shouldn't use the test kit. Like, you know, that was, they're like, really? Why don't they just flip a dang coin? Poof. And say, yeah, you're corona, man. You know, you've got it. Right. So that whole episode back in January, right, which just finished at the very tail end of February, where they're actually admitting that their test kits suck and you can't actually do it. But I think they're sending out test kits that work, but they don't actually say that. Nobody's actually asking the right questions still, right? You know, Alan, how many people are affected in China? Do you know?
The official numbers are something like somewhere in the range of like 80,000, something like that. That I saw. And once again, you know, when you look at it, even for the Wuhan province there, or the city where this, you know, first started up supposedly, there's like 21 million people there or something. You know, I mean, that's not even 1% of the population of that one city that has been infected with this, according to, you know, official Chinese sources. But then I watch China News Central here, and, you know, they're making it look like everything's just wonderful over here. We're fighting it, and we're getting along just great, and isn't it wonderful? You know, the government's coming in, and we're knocking on every door, and if you don't answer, you better answer, or else. And it's just a wonderful Chinese government taking care of everyone. And it's all going to be good. So the truth, I don't know. I don't see people around here just dropping dead. We've had our first United States death supposedly from it. But, you know, this has been going on for what, like you said, like 3 months or something now. And if it's this algorithmic progression that they say it is, you know, one person infects two, you know, every hour, and then those two people infect, you know, two more, and blah, blah, blah. Pretty soon, you know, you got a million people in, you know, 2 or 3 days that are infected by it. Where are those numbers? And the picture that they show you of this ooh, scary coronavirus. Everyone's seen the little picture, I'm sure, of the little weird colored, you know, ball with a little spiky knob sticking off of it. You know, it's a real scary looking little thing, and the colors they put on it are real scary looking. You know, folks, I was kind of in this field. You know, I read a lot of stuff and looked at some things, and every virus that I've ever seen depicted or represented is not some cute, you know, scary-looking little ball with all these colors on it. It's just like a little angular blocky thing. Basically, all a virus is an RNA replicator, as far as I can recall. It has its own internal machinery, and it sucks up your DNA, strips it off, and replicates it, and adds itself to your DNA strand, and that's what makes you sick. You know, it's not this really symmetrical, you know, scary looking little ball. It's just a kind of a little blobby thing.
Oh, damn scary looking ball thingies. Hang on, folks. Public of Texas Radio. It's Sunday. We're here for another hour and a half. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. by Anne. Before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Happy Sunday. You know, well, we are talking a little bit about the coronavirus. We'll probably be talking about a lot of other things too as we go along, but this kind of, I felt like it's really good to go over the whole story as we've been shown it, right? You know, there ain't no, it's hard coming into the middle of a movie. Right, that's why they have trailers and stuff like that to kind of get you caught up, you know, or whatever the movie making term is for that. Before the break, I was kind of outlining the beginning of what we know as the corona, whatever the hell it is, the beer flu, COVID-19, Sir Ike. Okay. Something like that. Are you going to be afraid of this? Are you going to be? And that's a good question. There's a C word that, you know, I want to use. Cognitive
dissonance.
Yeah. Well, just that. But see, what my point was, Alan, over there in China, you know, was the point that I was trying to get at. Over there in China, they've been coming out with all these numbers, and everybody's been like Alex Jones and Mike Adams. You know, look, they're hiding something. They're hiding something. There's more people. I'm going, how are they testing them? They're hiding something. They're hiding. How are they testing them? Right? Are they going through the rigmarole, and they figured out how to, you know, make a sample turn one color or the other once you apply another compound? That's kind of what they're probably doing. something like that, and they're going to go through all this rigorous testing, and they're going to tell you the truth. Yeah, no, they're not. You know, they're going to, they're whatever the best is for their best business interest. And why would they even go through this thing? Maybe they don't even have a test over there in China. But for what we know, its effects are quite, God, do I get in trouble if I say the word mild? You know, as far as I'm going to say the word mild because I haven't seen, I'm not in China. And I don't believe anything that comes out of China. No, I understand. I probably would trust some of the stuff that's coming out from, let's say, South Korea, right? That's more modern culture, you know, and so they actually do things better. But what am I trying to say here? The numbers aren't matching. The people that get the coronavirus get sick. They don't die. They move along. Does it have an attack vector that's steep? I don't know.
Once again, Steve, if it's this highly virulent, deadly thing, so highly virulent, like I said, with the algorithmic progression, there should be millions and millions and millions of people that have this by now in China alone, much less worldwide, and we just don't hear those numbers. Is this just to cover up the economic collapse? Is the shipping really stopped? You know, seeing as how basically everything we get now, you go into Walmart and see how many things you can find from any other country but China. You know, and that's where, unfortunately, most of us have to do a lot of our shopping and where a lot of the parts come from that are assembled into things that may be put together in the United States, but, you know, everything's still made in China. The real hit from that hasn't hit yet. Will it come? Is it all real? Is it live or is it Memorex? You know, until it hits in our area, folks, you know, why panic about it? Why be afraid of it? Just use your basic precautions you always do during flu season. That's about the best we can do.
Well, here's the thing. You know, it is here and it's doing what it's doing. And what it's doing is more attacking. Man, you know how many businesses there are going to close just from what is happening right now? Here's an article from San Francisco, right? It says, please visit Chinatown. Coronavirus fears empties the San Francisco district. Now, I get it, right? That isn't a very smart place to visit. And I wouldn't do it either. I'd walk around it if I, you know, lived in San Francisco. But that's just because Chinese people fly to China, and there's more likely to be people that have visited China, well, in Chinatown. Is that true or not true? I don't know. Maybe downtown on Market Street or something like that.
So you're telling me, Steve, that a fear of catching the flu is shutting down all the debauchery and everything in San Francisco, but the AIDS epidemic coming through did nothing but make it grow?
I'm not talking about the debauchery, right? I'm just talking about tourism itself, right? All of a sudden the shops get like no people and you walk around, it looks like ghost town. Now, I don't know that it's that way right now. I'm not actually in San Francisco at the moment, and this photograph that the article has on it has one particular individual with a mask on walking through Chinatown and several others just standing around going, huh? What? He? And it's like, okay, yeah, the huh, well, ye, yeah, that's fine. You know, I get it, but it's not this. I bet you the photographer had to wait, you know, quite some time to find somebody with a mask walking across that street. But the fear is still there, right? The fear is still there, and people say, well, maybe I'm going to cancel my trip here, and I'm not going to go out. It's going to push people. They're trying to push people into staying at home and doing more work-from-home type thing. The farther this whole coronavirus thing goes on, the more, well, the generation below us, well, the early years, they're not into personal communications anyways. Instagram, Facebook, things like that are more real life to them anyways. So they just got to figure out a way to get employed in an age where people don't go out and about too much. So the end game is to get people to stop going out. Is there no end game? Is there no mass?
You know, Steve, going along with the motto, you know, follow the money thing, you know, I would really kind of be interested to know who some of the major investors are in, like M95 paper mask companies and hand sanitizer companies, because they're doing one hell of a booming business with this thing going on.
Hey, I'm looking over at the San Francisco Department of Public Health website. Did you know they did? They went into a state of emergency for the beer flu last week. So they're like, "Oh yeah, it's an emergency." And they don't have any infected people known in San Francisco itself, but they're doing that because their neighbor, Santa Clara County, you know, did it. And with that, it allows them to restructure and probably get some money, right, to get ready for when the beer flu comes to town. But, you know, on the front page.
And it's probably at this point in time, it's probably kind of trendy to be doing that.
Oh, yeah. And they're there for doing the trendy thing. And, you know, they have front page, Alan, they got the little ball thing with little doohickeys and fluorescent colors going, "Have coronavirus."
Yeah, it's a scary little bugger, isn't it?
I know. Underneath, they'd like to tell you that, is this important? Yesterday was the last day of Black History Month, and they were celebrating Whitney Houston. You know, she's part Black. One of the most awarded selling female artists of all time. I liked Whitney Houston, but, you know, neither here nor there.
Well,
that's
Steve,
pretty much
you know,
all they
you know how I've done these protests about the month, Steve. I'm just going to continue this on, seeing as to how I love Black History Month so much. I'm going to call this February 30th. You haven't given out the date yet. So, folks, this is February 30th, Republic of Texas Radio.
I think I gave out the date. Let's move on to the phones, 1-800-313-9443. You guys know the number. Call in if you want to. Mark in Florida. Mark, are you there?
Hey, guys, I want to throw out a few scenarios, and then I got a statement. Is this virus round with red and green hairs, or is it like a worm with yellow feet or a crab with a purple nose? We don't know what it looks like. It's got some kind of number, like Corona 15. Well, what happened to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 17, 18, 19, and 20? People get it. They quarantine them so they can't go get a second and third opinion. I think it's a lie.
I'm about 80% along with you on that. You know, there's always that chance that it's, you know, it could be something, but the way it's, the progression it's shown so far, unless the numbers from every one of these countries is just completely lying to us, I'm tending to agree with you.
I mean,
hey, Mark, you know anybody that knows anybody that has any knowing of an actual person with coronavirus or anything like that?
Well, I mean, even if the doctor tells you you have it, you'll never know if you really have it because they won't let you go get a second, third, and fourth opinion. They ain't going to show you what it looks like on a microscope. Here it is. I think it's a lie.
Yeah, and then, unfortunately, you know, you can't trust your doctor that much anymore because how many people have been told they have breast cancer or this other type of cancer, and they really don't, but they just want the money from the chemo and the radiation and the cutting off stuff. So the whole world's a sham, folks. You just do the best you can, but try not to,
The whole governments are a sham. They're the ones that lie. Just talk to an IRS guy. You'll figure that out. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. So that's an interesting statement. You know that? Alan, it just doesn't exist, and it's just, maybe all the kids, the reason why they had random testing was to actually, you know, create something that wasn't there, That way, you know, some people will have it and some people won't. Just depends on.
Or is this just another strain of the yearly flu? You know that they always seem to miss with their vaccines. I'm waiting for the vaccine to come out. I'm surprised it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't come out and been forced upon you, at least the people in China.
Well, you know, the Israelis are working on a vaccine right now, and they say that they should have something in a couple of weeks. And so, well, if you're listening to Rush Limbaugh, he's telling me that there's no way that any kind of a vaccine will even go to clinical trials until September, November, sometime in like then. You know, we're gonna have to wait until later and see what's going on. But I found it fascinating as the go ahead, Alan.
I was just gonna say, with all this new technology, I just wonder, you know, if why can't they just, you know, use bio ink and in 3D print, you know, a cure for it? Who knows? I mean, it's
that's a good idea. You know, they're bioprinting vegan steaks, but that's another story altogether. I was trying to go through the lineage of this thing that we call the coronavirus, the beer flu, whatever, and to try to get my head around it, because it's really hard sometimes to remember. First things first, it came from China, from Wuhan. Right, they point to it came from what they call a wet market, but the wet market was, you know, 300 yards away from a biocontainment facility. You know, yeah, okay, whatever. 5G actually was brought online at the same point. Yesterday, I believe it was on Fern's show, somebody was calling in talking about the effects of 5G and, you know, its possible correlation to the Wuhan virus. I think that's what was the point. And the thing is, when they just started irradiating Wuhan when this coronavirus thing started kicking up, and one of the symptoms was a shortness of breath, and that kind of correlates to, you know, the alleged symptoms of the 5G radiation. I don't know if that's the 15 gigahertz frequency that's causing that or not. I don't know if the Chinese government shut off the 5G network right away, kept it running. They're still dosing the people. But they could just be, you know, suffering from radiation poisoning, you know, of some sort. And then they do have a flu that's coming out of here. And some people are dying from it, right? You know, but we're not given enough information. You know, they don't want to tell us what's going on. They don't want to test people. And they didn't want to stop it in the United States. That's one thing for sure. Maybe it was out of ignorance. Maybe it was out of stopping. They don't want to panic. I don't know. But when you start bringing in people that are traveling all over China and not actually screening them and just letting them go around, that means that you don't really care. And so the CDC was basically saying, well, we don't care, right? Unless you came from Wuhan, it doesn't matter, right? You could be, we don't want to test you. Because if we test you,
one of these weird little serendipities that seems to happen periodically in my life. I just happened to have a cousin who married a guy, which I guess actually makes him my cousin too through marriage. But they live out in California, and he is a hospital administrator. And lo and behold, it was like 2 or 3 months ago, they were on a tour. They went over to China to some little place called Wuhan, and they were doing hospital tours, I guess, you know, comparing technology or getting ideas or whatever they were doing over there on this little, you know, this little trip that they took. And they came back, and my cousin, he actually did have a bad case of the flu for about a week and a half. And from all I've heard, he's recovered. He's doing fine. Actually, their child also had caught the flu, and she has now recovered. Whether this is the beer flu or whether it was just another strain of flu, I can't tell you. I don't know that they were tested for the beer flu. So I can't say that, but just a weird serendipity. I just happened to have a cousin who was over there shortly before this crap all happened.
Hey, did you stand closer than 3 feet to him? Just kidding.
Oh, no, but I had my M95 mask on. I'm wearing it out here on my ranch.
That's great. You should get some for your chickens. Oh, that's right. The other things ate the chickens. Ah, terrible when things eat your chickens. Hey, we'll go to the phones when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio, short segment coming up, top of the hour. Be right back, folks. Hang in there.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, here we go, short segment. Let's go to the phones. We're probably not going to have too much time for that, and but we'll take them at the top of the hour, too. Dave.
Hello.
Dave in New York.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello, good morning. Sir. How are you?
Well.
Yeah.
What's
hey,
going on?
I don't know. You guys are just relaxing on a Sunday morning. You always have a casual approach to this show. That's interesting.
we try to find our little bright spots where we can have fun with the world while we can.
That's right. Look in the, make fun of the huge catastrophes. I like that. The beer flu. Well, I think the symptoms are this, that people start stumbling, slurring their words. Mm-hmm. They may be vomiting. That's from the beer. Okay. But
okay.
That's my joke for the day. You can modify it. All right, but I know some people, they're down in Texas too, like Mike Adams. He talks about this in very serious terms. I would say he's well-educated. He tends to get a little extreme on things, but I think his conclusions that I see are pretty pretty telling, pretty well-informed. From what I see, I looked at the Worldometer, and Worldometer.com gives you statistics that we got from China that we know are questionable. They could be off. They could be cut down by a factor of 10. But if they're at all representative, they say that, like, sometime around February 20th, the incidence of flu in Wuhan was, death from the flu was like 5%. Whereas death in all of China was 0.7%. And a few days earlier, they had posted one saying it was more like 3.8% in Hubei. Hubei is another place where they had a disaster. Well, I can imagine that if this stuff is somewhat representatively correct, those are huge numbers of deaths. And it seems like part of it may be due to poor health care, when the healthcare system is flooded with more patients than can fit in a hospital room, you know. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you look at the air that they have to breathe over there. You know, every picture I see of damn near every city that I've ever seen in China, you know, the air looks like, you know, you could, you know, grab a knife and slice it, you know, and cut chunks out of it and take it in with you. You know, so how are these people, are their immune systems up to par because of the environment? You know, we all know that China's, you know, basically been the dumping ground. They're manufacturing everything, and they don't have, you know, any kind of, you know, environmental regulations. And basically, you know, the crap's just pumped out into the rivers that people drink out of. You know, who knows? You know, if your immune system is up and to par, none of this should be, even from what this beer flu is causing, it's not as virulent as, I don't know. There should be millions and millions of people dropping dead by this point in time if it is as virulent as they say it is. And I just don't see the numbers.
Well,
you know, if it is going on and we don't know about it.
Well, now, wait a second. How would they get it if they closed the country down, which is a major, major thing for them to do, and they didn't do it for no reason, right? So, but since they closed the country down and there was very little interaction, there's not a good chance to spread it when they do that in the areas that they quarantine.
Well, what if this is all a ploy and it's just being used as basically a global crackdown for their global control? You know, all these countries, you know, China's not our worst enemy. You know, I mean, everything we get comes from China. They're not our worst enemy anymore, if they ever were. Kind of like Cuba. How do we ever have a base?
You want to hang in there?
Can I talk to you after the break, too, a little? Okay.
Yeah, let's bring you around to the other side. Let's do the music and hang in there, Dave.
Yep.
The tree of life is us, my friends.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent! Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.